want to know.
Fresh Breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Girl, you just blow my mind.
It's music by Mono T as well as Levuvu with the vocals. Hello summer, hello December. Yeah, this from this like we declared from this weekend onwards up until that's November, up until January is December. It's 9:11 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Now you know every single Friday, run about this time, we bring in the people that you gossip about. We bring in the people that that we discuss in our WhatsApp groups. As we are high and say bad gemak and we gain all the dingers, we bring in the people that are the newsmakers, the legends, the people that influence people that we don't even know that they are that influential. We bring in the people that affect the decision makers. We bring in the people that me and you look up to. Ladies and gentlemen, today I want to introduce you or reintroduce you to a gentleman that started off as a cleaner. Started off as a cleaner, a bouncer, went on to work in the bar. And then after that, he decided, you know, we give up, man. This bar story of cleaning stories, bouncer stories is not for me. Let me give you or give me the decks and I'm going to show you something. Ladies and gentlemen, Calvin Strauss, a.k.a. DJ Droopy. Come on, man. DJ Droopy, Buta.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Good morning, Fresh FM. Good morning, Vindu. Good morning, Namibia. I'm good. How are you, NSK?
Man. Listen, Droopy, let me tell you something, man. Listen. Let me make something very clear here, okay? I have been following and listening to you since I was in primary school, Butomes. Primary school, not of a primer, and Vavis by.
So you will only look like this. Oh.
So for me, this is a moment, man. I have DJ Droopy in my studio, boys and girls. I have DJ Droopy in the building on a radio show that I'm anchoring. Wow. Let me explain to you how deep this is, DJ Droopy, especially for me, right? So, I mean, growing up, I always loved radio. Always.
That's correct.
Right? And my radio would always be on. It was actually my alarm clock, but it would switch to radio as well. Yeah. You and Jossie Joss.
way back.
You guys had this connection. Right? Whenever you guys go on air to promote a show, you know, give away tickets, you had this connection, man. You did this thing, man. Because, you know, usually, you know, when you switch on your radio, you get the, you know, your regular degular, oh, we're giving away tickets, please call us, and who's going to perform? Not the two of you.
We had to pump it. I mean, you had to pump it. That stage, you know, it was a new upcoming artist that's legendary today. Yeah. And at that stage, we had to push them and I think it grew on us, and then we just did our thing.
Yeah.
We just popped it.
No, man. You guys did, and you guys inspired this gentleman sitting today.
Then I did something.
You did something.
I did something.
You did something. Bye, Langi Buta. I appreciate it, man. DJ Droopy is in the studio. Thank you so much. Let's get into it, Buta. Listen, where are you from, Buta? Like, because, you know, like, I mean, a lot of people know you from the decks. A lot of people know that you're also exceptionally private, but you're a public person. But what is your story, Boot? Like, where are you from?
Oh, okay. You know what? Honestly,
yeah.
Grew up on a farm.
You grew up on a farm?
I grew up on a farm. I was raised on a farm.
I'm a
Opa Umakin.
Except,
you know, like Axel would say.
Like Axel would say,
Raised by my grandparents. And schooled on a farm school.
Where was this?
Slip.
Down south? No.
Down south.
Down south, yeah.
Near about Pascal, Grand Eternal, somewhere.
Yeah.
Then we went to Emagrief.
Yeah.
Went to Swakop for a year and a half. I can't even remember the school's name.
Yeah.
Came back, Ella Duplessis, then David Besaidnot, Phoenix Matric, and David Besaidnot.
Yeah.
Went from there, obtained a marketing degree. But not a lot of people know that. But
you,
like
you,
to
you have
that
a marketing degree?
Yes, that's hush hush. You know what?
Yeah.
I did imports, exports.
Yeah.
Then it started with the Larry Des. You know, the moment I walked into that place, I was like, this is what I want to do. This, okay, maybe this is off the point, but yeah. Adidas changed the scene of clubbing in
Namibia. Yes, we all know that. Yes, it did.
We were used to going to the club, DJ plays music, that's it.
Yeah.
When those guys came from Port Elizabeth and they opened up Bloody Dust, the moment I walked in, I said, but this is what I want to do. Mm. Not knowing that I would be the owner of Bloody Dust.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, and that's the thing, right? You may have been all of those things, but today you're a proud club owner. You, like, you own the space that you love.
Definitely.
That is incredible. Yeah. I mean, we all dream of things like this. Now, I mean, you mentioned you BG marketing degree. No wonder you were so brilliant at selling out shows, dude.
You have to have a bit of marketing skills when you do this.
Bro, yeah.
You know what, Fresh? NSK, sorry. Mm. When you do this, especially entertainment,
yeah,
you need to have a bit of a background, because I'll be honest with you, people tend to set up managers to do the job for them,
yeah,
and you know what the world is, that it's a dog eat dog world these days. So if you don't know, you won't know.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
And that's also one of you, because you have many sayings
apparently. Apparently.
I spoke to a lot of your people and they shared a couple of your things. So we will register that as one of your sayings. Speaking of people, DJ Droopy, we've got you have a tribe of people, because in your business, your business is making people happy. You know what I mean?
Predominantly, yes.
Obviously, there will be that one or two that will be unhappy with what you played. But it's a give or take business, isn't it?
Definitely.
But predominantly, you make people happy.
That's what I have to do.
Now, and you've been doing this since 2004-05?
That's correct, yes.
Professionally, at the highest level. You played internationally. You competed in international DJ shows.
I had to, yes.
The craft then compared to now. Because I'm sure back then, but you started with CDs, right? I don't think you did vinyls. Yeah. Did you do vinyls?
We all started vinyls.
Okay.
And then we went to CDs. And then it was still a vinyl CD thing.
Yeah.
And USBs only came in later. But you know what, NSK? You're putting me in a hotspot right now. Because when you say the craft, or the craft, you take the craft as per se, there's a huge difference. Mm. There's a major difference. Mm. You know, way back, we played for the love of music.
Yeah.
And we've learned our craft. Most of us learned our craft back then, started as a hobby.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like I did, started here, started there. This is interesting, started. These guys these days study for this.
Mm. Mm.
And DJing became technical. Mm. And if I may say this, and I might not be correct on certain people's ears.
Ah, but you've always been controversial, but say.
That when you go technical on stuff like DJing, you lose a bit of the love and the passion.
And the passion.
Because you're so exactly, committed on pushing buttons and want to do, not everybody's black coffee, but everybody want to be black coffee these days.
Mm.
I'm sorry, my man.
Mm. Who's Ibiza, left, right, and center?
First and foremost, play for the people, because they made us.
Mm.
But apparently these days, not. Apparently these days, money make us. So. You said I'm going to say what I want to say. No, so
that's it. Then, bro.
Like I say, so the craft has changed majorly.
Mm.
Like I said, it's very technical these days. And people tend to forget that there's a crowd down there that's watching and listening. And DJs these days are so eyes on the decks, fingers on buttons, and that's that.
Mm.
And when they look up after half an hour, there's nobody on that dance floor.
Mm. Which defeats the purpose of the craft, isn't it?
That is the sad part of the day.
Mm.
But there's still DJs that keep on pushing, doing it for passion.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff I still want
to touch on and so on. You know what I mean? And I promise you right now, a radio conversation will never be enough with you. We need to sit down with vein of its gray, and we need to sit down and talk.
You know, that's actually what I want to do. I want to take you out of this. You take me out of my space.
Exactly.
We sit down, we chill.
And then we chill.
And then you can have a recorder there somewhere, and you can record the stuff, but
Nah, don't worry. We will get into that. But for now, today, we're giving you flowers. It's your birthday week, and you're going to celebrate your birthday too. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
You are probably one of four or five exceptionally experienced DJs that are still relevant today, but it's incredible that from where you came, the Lady Dust days, Lady Dust Reloaded days, losing that business, COVID came, almost depleted you, But here you are, standing tall.
I have to. Yeah. I have to. You know, and that's what I say, NSK, mm. that if you open up a club thinking it's all about money, then, okay, open it for 6 months or a year. That's it. Mm. But if you want to open up a club for the people, drive, your drive is passion. That's it. It's not money. Mm. Yeah, we need to put bread on the table.
Of course, yeah.
But still, I say, I would have lost that place a long time ago if I was chasing money. Mm. To me, it's the passion, it's the people. Yeah. And that's what made me. You know, I told her the other day that I'm tired of this. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go buy me a farm and sit in chicken and sheep and stuff.
Yeah.
And I realized, two days there, I might be back. Because I need to be my people.
Yeah, yeah. You are people's general booth. I can tell you that now. It's 9:22 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. Speaking of above average, the very definition of above average is in studio here. DJ Droopy, and we'll continue that conversation in a bit. Stick around.
Fresh FM, Namibia's Heart and Soul.
It's at 9:26 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We still have the legendary DJ Droopy in studio. This is the man that made many birthday parties pop. This is the man that made many anniversaries pop. This is the man that, you know, when you go to the club and you fell down, he's the one that lifted you up with the music, one way or another. In the build-up, by the way, DJ Droopy, to this conversation, yeah. Obviously me having conversations with different people from all around the industry and just normal people. There are so many stories of how you inadvertently inspired people, helped people, just lifted up. There was someone very close to me said that she and her best friend, mm-hmm. right, the two of them. What was it? 2010, 11 there, somewhere there. She was coming from South Africa, and in her coming from South Africa, her and her best friend link up, but I think she was going through a breakup or something.
Okay.
Right? She gets to the club, Larry does. I'm not so sure whether it was the reloaded one or the original one.
I think it was still,
the original one. Eh?
Original.
Yeah. They get to the club, but they didn't really have much money. Right, so you see the vibe, and you're like, listen, like the goodness and come,
yep.
Okay, but they were not kids at the time, they were over 18, because they just finished school and they went to university and so on.
Right.
They go in, the one is going through a breakup, they don't have much money. You sort of kind of spotted them, right, and you took them under the wing, and you literally made their night. But notwithstanding that, since that night, they kept coming back to you. They kept supporting you. And they kept the relationship open with you. And they still are in contact with you today.
That's what I say, my people. Mm. You know, my people made me. I didn't make myself. Mm. But you know what, NSK? A lot of times you will walk into a club, you see me sitting there, elevated. And what I do is I observe. It's all I do. Mm. And I say, today I say that if I should have been a psychologist, I would have printed money. From what I've experienced in nightlife. Mm. I've been a father and a mother and an uncle and to so many. And disregarding color, creed, everybody. And I'm proud that that I could just say, no, not today. There's still tomorrow. Mm. And you keep on going. And a lot of people coming back to me these days and say, thank you. It's not boasting from my side. It's an accolade I give myself, and I say thank you, God, for that. That I still have that patience to talk to people. Because remember, I've got a 9-year-old child growing up, and I wish there was somebody that. And you know what makes it so bad is the fact that she's got my temperament. She's oh my goodness.
She's a pure reflection of you.
My man. If I wake up grumpy, that child is grumpier than me.
Yes.
No, serious.
Yeah.
She takes literally an hour, 2 hours to be human.
Human, yeah. And that's you.
That's it.
And isn't it scary, dude? Like, isn't it scary?
It is.
Because you look at this thing,
precisely.
This person that is the exact copycat of you and how you are as a human being.
Definitely. That's scary.
Which gives you more impetus, isn't it? Moving forward as a man, as a businessman, as a father to the community?
I mean, that child, honestly. I won't stop. I think, you know what? Somebody asked me that when you're retiring, and I said, maybe when you guys lift me up here. Because I think I will lay my head in a club.
Yeah.
It's just me. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong thinking that way. But like I said, that little 9-year-old, she's got to go a long way. And what scares me is I know this industry and I know the obstacles and stuff today.
Yeah.
It's worse than when we were growing up. So it's scary. But luckily, I've got guys like you to look after.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we are all fathers here. I'm a girl dad as well.
Precisely.
So trust me, when it comes to our daughters and to our lighties, man, we become lions. We become something. Droopy, speaking about people and speaking about inspiring people and speaking about what you didn't even know you did to people, I've got a little something here for you that you need to listen to. And I want you to listen attentively because this is going to take you way back, sir.
Okay.
Hey, yo, what's up, DJ Droopy? It's your boy K-Buzz, you know. Yeah, man, DJ Droopy. Yo, we go way back. You know, when I started in the music industry, Droopy was one of the first guys I had an encounter with. We had our first DJ competition, and yo, it was crazy. DJ Waxy was the judge.
Oh, way Waxy.
And I remember it was a good evening, you know. We had loggerheads at each other because it was two DJs, you know, showcasing their skills and, you know, bringing their egos to the front. So it was nuts. But when I look back at it, Droopy, I will say it was one of the best moments of my life because I got to compete with one of the greatest in the industry, because that time you were the king. You were king it at Ladidas, you know. And Ladidas was the place to be. Everybody knew that if you want to go and have a good time, you have to go at Ladidas. Mm-hmm. Like, the name Droopy was the name everyone was talking about. So for me to go head on with you, you know, it was such a good moment. You know, when you look back into time, you actually appreciate these moments, because these are moments that brought us together, that got us to respect each other, that got us to actually give each other the necessary flowers needed. And for now, Droopy, I'm giving you your flowers. You've really managed to maintain it. You know, you've maintained Ladidas, converted it to Club London. You know, I can't talk much about other DJs in terms of reinventing themselves, because not many of them have understood what it means to reinvent themselves. So it's the few likes of you, myself, who have managed to stand the test of time and still stay relevant in our specific field still now. And so I don't want to talk too much, you know, because I know there's a lot of people who also want to say something. So for me, Droopy, I just want to give you a big shout out, you know, and hope we can also still work again in the future, because I believe there's still more you and I can do, you know, in terms of entertaining this country, in terms of entertaining the youth. So, yeah, man, big shout out to you, my brother. Got nothing but love for you, you know, one time.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That hair raising. Whoa. I didn't expect that. You know, me and K-Boss, we come way back.
Yeah.
I mean, he came here in Namibia and, played. And like I said, we're in a DJ battle and we're the last two standing. And though he was a young DJ, but he was established, I learned a lot from him as well. And like I said, there's still room for so
more,
much to
it?
Do.
Yeah,
And that's actually what I want to do, you know, get the old people back, not the old people in age, but the old people in the industry.
In terms of the experience
and, you know,
and
what,
the knowledge.
Do something, do something, because there's so much we can do. And we should not hamper ourselves by our mindset and what people say or whatever. Let's do what we were born to do, because I think this is a calling.
Yeah.
This is it.
You know what? Speak, now that you mentioned that this may be a calling.
Yes.
There's another gentleman that, oh my God, I think, what year was it? But I was in high school. You guys came to Vabazi Club in Naravalan. Is it 95 of Itos did. But it was way back, dude. It was way back. You and this gentleman came to that club and you guys rocked that evening. And I remember being a lighty, bro. I was green 8 or something like that, wanting to get into the club. You know what I mean? But I don't have money. I get these zali. I don't have swag. So we're just outside listening to the music. You know what I mean? But now you're in my studio. Listen to what this gentleman had to say about you.
Hey, NSK. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, the team. Good morning to the station. Yeah, man. Today is a special day. We are indeed celebrating the birthday of a legend. This man is definitely one of... I don't know where to start, but one of the long-standing DJ still doing what he does best. I think he's getting better at it every year. He's getting better. It's like he's learning from it every year and he just keeps getting better, you know.
That's amazing.
I know Droopy for more than 20 years and it's been an honor of knowing him in this lifetime. He is one of the guys that in the music industry as a DJ and also an MC has done his part and he's still doing his part, and this time is really bigger. I just want to say happy birthday to Droopy. Wish him all the best, especially wishing him all the success in his work. I wish him more and more. I wish him another 2 times 50 years again, you know. But I wish him success, health. Health very important because we are in a time that health is very important, you know. Mm. And of course, as we get in ages like this, a lot of health complications start coming due to the nature of what we are, you understand. We've been DJing for close to 30 years. Mm. And sometimes we don't really rest. We don't sleep well. We don't eat well, you know. So it comes with a lot of consequences, but it's okay. So today is his day, and today opens a new door. So once again, I wish him all the best. And I want to say this. It is very important to acknowledge that Brother Droopy is in a position now that he's not only a DJ or an MC, he's also... giving opportunity to young people to get jobs. You see, the club that he has been running for the past 15 years or more has given opportunity to young Namibians to work as bartenders, as cleaners, as security guards, as assistants, as DJs. He also is giving, and he's definitely still going to give a chance to a new breed of DJs that are definitely going to take the lead into this. So let's celebrate this brother. And a celebration is needed to appreciate all he's been doing, all he has done, you know, for the industry. You know, Namibia is a multicultural country. And he's doing his part. I can actually say that... the diversity represented in the industry in this way, Droopy is doing his part. And lately, I've seen also that he's trying to include everyone. You know, he doesn't discriminate. He's trying to push people from different sides to come together, you understand? Yes, he is a legend, but he also has accepted the new generation in a way that is trying to put together the young and the new together, you know. I believe that some of the young people that are clubbing with Droopy or they're clubbing at Droopy's club, their parents or their old brothers, they have spoken to them about Droopy way before they even imagined that they would be clubbing, understand? So once again, happy birthday. I want to say thank you. I've also learned a lot with him, a lot. He's a few years older than me, so I can honestly call him big brother, you know. So happy birthday. Wish you all the best. And if you need anything from me, I'm right here. We'll help you in any way possible. And I also want to say thank you for sometimes he would call me and he would say, ask for advice, you know. Hey, how can I do this? How can I do this in that, you know? So, yeah, man. Droopy, happy birthday, man. Many blessings. Tonight, we're going to celebrate you. I want to tell everybody out there, let's all go to Club London and celebrate this legend's birthday. Yeah? All the best, my man.
DJ Paulo Jordan.
Mr. Jordan. Wow, we come a long way. Him and me.
Especially him.
Especially. I think between all of them, him, yes. Wow. You know what? You're giving me hair-raising moments here in SK, man. I didn't expect this. Otherwise, it's going to be interviews. We're going to talk about stuff. But, wow, thank you. Thank you, man. This means a lot. This really means a lot. You know, you get this appreciation person, you get this. But this is different. This is wow. Now I want to ask you a question.
Yeah. Okay, hit me.
So... you see, with all the DJs playing at different clubs and stuff these days, what do you think? Okay, we got a technical rider, need this kind of equipment.
Yes.
And then comes the hospitality rider.
Hmm.
Okay, do you realize, I don't know if you know this,
yeah,
that the hospitality rider sometimes is more or worth more
than the actual fee?
Aha. Do you know this?
My good sir, I'm in the business.
No, bruh. My thing is just...
So it's like, my bro, like...
No, remember this thing. Way back, we were paid with alcohol.
Yeah.
I remember way back.
Yeah, yeah.
That was six beer for yoga.
Okay, that's it.
That was your pay.
Yeah.
Now we're going back to that times. No, seriously. You know, before guy even...
Yeah.
These days, I'm not lying to you. Before they negotiate the fees for the night. Mm. So what are we drinking? And you know what the high ends these days, you know what it is?
Yeah.
So my thing is just, why? I want to know why.
Yeah.
And I know nobody can sit there thirsty.
Mm.
You know, when I started off, water, that was it. Water and a juice or a cool drink or Coke or whatever.
Mm.
Pepsi. Now it's in the red.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, because you see, here's the thing, Droopy, here's the thing, right? I've gone on record so many times, because I have a column, by the way, I have a column with a new era that's been running since 2014,
okay,
and now we added the podcast version to it as well, and I have been a known critic of especially the DJ scene.
I have
the biggest issues. It's not even that. There's so many other things.
Oh, yes.
Coming with 100 people.
Oh, my man. There we go.
There is the music selection. Almal will know for Omuye Spiel. Do you understand? Or the current hit song. Well, there's no build up. You know what I mean? Yesterday.
It's like...
Don't get me started.
That's why I said me and you need to go sit under a tree one day.
Yeah. And then we just unpack these things piece by piece.
We have to.
But you know what, Droopy, we're celebrating you this weekend. We're celebrating you, the man, the legend, the myth. Personally, I want to wish you all the best with the road ahead.
Thank you so much.
Clearly, from the gentleman that just spoke and everyone else, there's still a lot that you need to do. Yeah, and you need to understand that in as much as you are the parent and you are, you know what I mean, you counseling everyone, you need to understand that there are people like Fresh FM that sees what you do, that appreciates you for the legend that you are.
I appreciate that so much.
And honestly speaking, we are the biggest media company in the country.
I know.
Our door is always open for any business. You see what's happening here.
Most definitely.
It's a different level.
The professionalism that I've experienced here, it's next level.
So we welcome you. We will never ever close the door to you.
Thank you so much.
Let the brands collide and let's elevate this thing.
And vice versa.
That's a belief. DJ Droopy, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best to have ever done it. If not, top two, top three. I don't care. Who are you to come tell me otherwise? Thank you so much, DJ Droopy.
Thank you so much, NSK.
Cheers, bud.
Everyone deserves a place in the sun. Allow yourselves.
Yo, they want to know.
Fresh Breakfast is on us. NSK and Shaquan. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Girl, you just did.